So today we are doing Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at Bishlama, four lines from the bottom of the page. So we're discussing what the word Moshav means in the Torah. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, does Moshav mean wherever you may be, or does Moshav mean La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva? So Bishlama Laman Yamar Moshav. Kol Makom Sha'atem Yoshvim Mashma. I understand very well. If the word Moshav means wherever you may be, and that any mitzvah about which it says Moshav applies where?
Everywhere.
That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So the Isra of Chadash, for example, is not only La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. The Isra of Chadash, since it says Moshav, is everywhere at every time. Haynu d'chsiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz mimacharas ha'pesach. Here's our Pesach connection. That when the Jewish people first entered the land of Israel, they ate from the new grain that had just grown, but only after the first day of Pesach. Meaning, they had to wait till the second day of Pesach to eat from the new grain. Why did they have to wait till the second day of Pesach to eat from the new grain? Because it was Chadash, and you have to wait till the second day of Pesach to eat Chadash. So that works really well if you hold that the din of Chadash applied immediately and did not only first begin after what? Yerusha V'Yeshiva, that it began right away. So that's why they had to be careful not to have Chadash right away as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. Mimachras HaPesach Achu, they were able to eat the day after the first day of Pesach. Meikara Lo Achu, but they were not allowed to eat on the first day of Pesach or earlier. Alma, what you see from here is Akrav Omer v'Hadar Achol. They had to bring the Karban Omer, and only once they brought the Karban Omer were they able to eat the Chadash. So that works out great if you assume that the Yisrof Chadash began immediately. El Lamad Yom Le'achri Yerusha V'Yeshiva. But if you hold that Moshav means La'achri Yerusha V'Yeshiva, so when should the Yisrof Chadash begin? When, at what point in history should the Yisrof Chadash begin? Only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, which took how long, by the way? 14 years. So Nechali Alter. They should have been able to eat the Chadash as soon as they came into Israel. There was no Yisrof Chadash yet. Chadash only begins after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Says Gemara, yeah, they could have, but lo avutzrichi. They didn't need to. They had plenty of man left over from the Midbar. So that's why, till the second day of Pesach, they were still perfectly good eating man. So that's why they didn't need to. But Enochinami, halachically, they would have been allowed to. Now the Gemara is going to prove that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they still had man. How do I know they still had man? Duchsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ubnei Yisrael achlu es haman arboim shana ad boam el eretz nosheves es haman achlu ad boam el ksei eretz kenaan. That's the Pasuk. That the Bnei Yisrael ate the man until they came into Eretz Nosheves, which is code word for Eretz Yisrael, and the edge of Eretz Canaan is Ever Yarden. And Ef Shalomar Advoam Eretz Nosheves, you can't say that they ate from the man until they came into Eretz Yisrael. Shekvar Nemar El Ktzei Eretz Canaan, because it already says that they ate from it until they came into Eretz Canaan, which means the Ever Yarden. It's a different spot. And Ef Shalomar Al Tzeres Kanan, it can't mean that it literally means Al Tzeres Kanan. Shorei Kvar Nemar Ad Boam Al Eretz Noshedas. That it only happened once they came into Eretz Yisrael proper. So which is it? Did they have enough man to last them only till they got to Ever Yarden, or did they even have enough man to last them until they got into where? Eretz Yisrael. So okay, Tzad, how do we reconcile this? B'Shiva Ba'Adar Meis Moshe. The Gemara says, here's the history. Yeshiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe. What does that mean?
Moshe died
on the seventh day of Adar. Zayin Adar. Upasak man mileved. And when Moshe died, man stopped. Vayus mistapkin mi man shebikleihem. And they were able to eat the man that they had already gathered before Moshe died at Shisha Asa B'Nisan. Until the 16th day of Nisan. They had enough leftovers to eat until the 16th day of Nisan. So when it says that Bnei Yisrael had man until they got to Ever Yarden, that's referring to when the man stopped falling. When it says that they had enough man until they got to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they stopped having enough man to eat, left over. Exactly. Tanya Idach. Once we're talking about the man, there is another brisa that tells us as follows. Ubnei Yisrael achlu asaman arbaim shana. But actually, before we get to that, what's the first main point? How would you summarize what we did so far? So we would say that Bnei Yisrael started eating the new grain on the second day of Pesach, either because there was an Isser Chadash, or because, why did they wait till the second day of Pesach? They still had man, so they were eating man until that point. Next, Tanya Idach, we have another brisa. Bnei Yisrael achlu as man arba'im shana. Bnei Yisrael ate the man for 40 years. V'chei arba'im shana achlu, v'al arba'im shana chasu shloshim yom achlu. Isn't it 40 years minus 30 days? Because the man didn't start falling right away. The man started falling on Tes Zayin Iyar. When did the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim? Not a hard question, hopefully. Tezvav Nisan, right? So Tes Zayin Iyar is when the man started falling. So it shouldn't have been 40 years minus 30 days. The pasuk is teaching you that ugos shotziu mimitzrayim tamu v'emtam man. The cakes that they took out of Mitzrayim tasted like man. So it's as if they were eating man for a full 40 years. Now we have mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit is Zayin Adar. So now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that proves this from Sukkim. Tiny idach b'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe on the seventh day of Adar, Moshe died. U'b'shiva ba'adar nolad, and what else happened on the seventh day of Adar? Moshe was born. There is also Gemara Meseches Megillah. Who's that? Nice. So minayin shabshiva ba'adar meis. How do I know that on the seventh day of Adar Moshe died? Shenemar, because the pasuk says vayamas sham Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe, the servant of God, died there. Uksiv vayivku b'nei Yisrael as Moshe ba'arvus Moav shloshim yom. The pasuk also says that the B'nai Yisrael cried over Moshe and Arvas Moab for 30 days. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, Vayi achrei mos Moshe Eved Hashem, that after Moshe died, Hashem, you know, commands Yeshua, etc. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Moshe avdi meis v'ata kumavor, that God says to Yeshua, Moshe died, you have to now go over the Yarden, lead the B'nai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So that was only after the 30 days of crying over Moshe's death. Uksiv, and the pasuk says that the day they were going to cross the Yarden, Ivru b'kerav ha-machane, v'tzivu as-ha'am le'mar, ha'chinu l'chan tzeda, ki ba'od shloshes yam tavru as-ha-yarden. That Yeshua had to get everyone together and tell them, prepare, to get traveling, because in 3 days we're going to go across the Yarden. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, they came through the Yarden on the 10th day of the first month. What's the first month?
Nisan.
So they crossed the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan. Let's work backwards. 3 days before they crossed the Yarden, Yeshua gave a whole pep talk. So what day did Yeshua give a pep talk? 7th day of Nisan. And that pep talk was 30 days after Moshe died, because they spent 30 days crying over Moshe. When did Moshe die? 7th day of Adar, exactly. So the same man, Shloshim Shloshim Lamafreya, subtract 33 days from the 10th day of Nisan, Halamad, Shiv Shivabad, Meis Moshe. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu must have died on the 7th day of Adar. Okay, that's how we know he died on the 7th day of Adar. Minayin Shiv Shivabad, Nolad Moshe. How do I know that he was also born on the 7th day of Adar? Shneamar, because the pasuk says, Vayomer Alehem, Moshe says to the Jewish people, Ben Me'avi Esrim Shana Anochi Ayom, I am 120 years old today. Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. You know, when you're 120, you start to slow down a little bit. He's like, I can't do it anymore. So Gemara says, Shein tamad lomar hayom. Why does he have to say today? I am 120. Ma tamad lomar hayom. What's the pasuk teaching me when it says hayom? They shouldn't have had to say that. Melamed shakadosh baruch hu yoshev u'memalei shnoseim shel tzadikim. A concept I'm sure you're all familiar with. That Hashem sits and fills the years of tzaddikim, in the sense that miyom liyom umichodesh lechodesh, day by day, month to month, shenemaras mispar yamecha amalei, I will fill the number of your days. Meaning, tzaddikim die on their birthdays; they get full units of time. So that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu sees through it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. That's why he said Hayom today. I am 120 years old, because it was the day that he died that he was giving that speech. They say, I can't do it anymore. So main point number two, Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, as we see. We see that Moshe died on Zayin Adar from the Jews crossing the Yarden on Yud Nisan. And he was born on Zayin Adar from the word Hayom. We know he was born on Zayin Adar from the word Hayom. Now, the Mishnah had mentioned, we'll go a little bit further, the Mishnah had mentioned that the dinim of Orla and Klayim apply both in Israel and outside of Israel, and whether Chadash applies everywhere is a machlokas. So now we're just going to quote a brisa that discusses these matters. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Shalosh mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael b'knisas on the aretz. There are three mitzvos that the Jewish people first had to observe when they came into Eretz Yisrael, but did not have to observe before then. Chadash, Arla, and Klaim are the three mitzvos. And v'nogos, ben bar tzvei mechutz laretz. Even though we only had to start observing these mitzvos when we came into Israel, these mitzvos apply everywhere, even outside of Israel. V'hu adin sheyinagu, and it makes sense that they should apply everywhere based on the following logic, based on the following kal v'chomer. Uma chadash she'ein isuro isur olam. If chadash, which is not an isur olam, that's an important concept, isur olam. What does it mean, isur olam? It's not usur forever. Your new grain, your pig, is usur forever. You will never be allowed to eat that pig. But chadash is not usur forever. When's it going to become mutter? Second day of Pesach, right? And yet, ein isur isra'na. And it's also pretty light isur. It's not an isra'na. V'yesh heter li isura. And even within the zman of the isur, it could become mutter. You don't have to wait till the end of the second day of Pesach. If they bring the carbon omer earlier in the day, it becomes mutter earlier. So it has all these kulas. And still knowing, bein baretz, bein b'chutz laretz. And still we observe the din of chadash, both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. So klayim, sheisura nisra olam, klayim, which is usher forever, bisura nisra na, and is usher ba'na, some types of klayim at least are usher ba'na, ve'ein heter li suran, and there's no way to make them mutter earlier, ein odin sheinu geben bein baretz, bein chutz laretz, should for sure apply both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. V'hu adin la'orla b'shtayim. And orla, you can make the kal v'chomer at least on two of those points. Why in two of those points? Arla is an iser hana'a, and there's no way to make it mutter within the 3 years. But it's not an iser olam. Why is it not an iser olam? Because after 3 years, the fruit of that tree is going to be totally fine. So main point number three, arla, klayim, and chadash apply everywhere, even though they only start when we went into Eretz Yisrael. They apply everywhere, even though they only start when we went into Eretz Yisrael. I guess a better way to say it would be, Chadash, if even Chadash applies everywhere, then Kal V'chomer, Orla, and Klayim apply everywhere. Even though all of these mitzvahs only started when we went into Eretz Yisrael. We will stop there for today. Oh, that was a pretty short one.